You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Artist and educator Kimberly Acebo Artecha grew up in Maryland, where she didn't see a lot of other Filipinos in the mostly white schools she went to. Her family passed down their traditions at home, but there weren't a lot of other resources to help Kim go deeper to learn more about her heritage. While studying art at San Francisco State, she explored the impact that colonialism had on identity and found that art was a way to connect to the indigenous Filipino traditions she'd never learned about. Kim's work is being featured in the new Cool Arts exhibit called Post-Colonial Survival Kit. She sat down with KALW's True Gwynn to share more about it.
The big framework around my art practice is that it's a way for me to get to know the stories that my parents either don't want to tell or have forgotten. My art practice is a decolonizing practice. It's a way for me to just understand it better. You know, I can ask my parents these questions. I can keep asking them about the experiences, but in a very large way, like, I want these experiences to take up space, like physical space in the world. My parents really pushed me into academics. So I was like taking two science classes every year, taking two English classes every year, like, you know, the classic
model
academic
minority
courses. Exactly. So, you know, when I would go home, I'd finish my homework, I'd go online, go on forums, and like teach myself how to make vector illustrations. And I'd probably be up to like 2 a.m, like chatting with friends, like, how do I do this? Like, how do I build a website? Things like that.
What did you make? What kind of images did you create at this time?
There were really just like vector illustrations of like Alicia Keys and like Jeremy Passion, like singers, mm-hmm. just people that I admired. 3 years into undergrad, I had changed my major from biology pre-med to pharmacy to nursing. And it was in that last year of nursing where I had a nursing internship, and I kind of just hated being bossed around by doctors. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I've always loved art. This is something that I wanted to do for a really long time. Why don't I just take a semester off, take one nursing class, take one art class? I ended up like not showing up to the nursing class anymore. And I was like, no, this is it. And I was really scared. I thought my mom was going to kick me out of the house.
Wow.
Because, you know, how old was I? I was maybe like 20, 21, something like that. And up until then, I was like doing my best to pursue these expectations and these dreams that my mom and dad had for me. So I was really worried about disappointing them or not being successful. When I was contemplating going back to grad school, I was speaking with Dr. Theo Gonzalez, and he said, go to San Francisco. That's where everything is happening. That's where Filipino-American arts is really flourishing. And I listened, and I went.
What have you found since you've been here?
Really amazing, strong, and resilient community with really rich history of like over 100 years now.
What did you focus your graduate studies on?
Yeah, I applied and I was accepted into the photo area. My advisor said, don't do photo. Like, what else can you do? What else? What other things that are within your bucket that you can kind of apply conceptually? At this point, I was getting really homesick, right? So I'd talk to my mom every week, if not every other day, whether it be like asking for recipes and how to cook certain things or just like ask her questions about her life and growing up in the Philippines. And she really casually one day was like, well, you know, I learned how to weave when I was a kid. This is something that we all learned. And I was like, well, this is really confusing because for my whole life, I thought that art wasn't something that our family did. And so I kind of felt like, oh, this is something that I missed out on. And so a lot of my research between my second and third year, I went back to the Philippines, went to Baguio, went to Benguet, and went back to my mom's province to learn about their weaving traditions and figure out if that was something that I could incorporate into my practice.
Okay, so let's talk about your work that you're doing. You're a multidisciplinary artist, so you work in different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever a time where you just wanted to focus on one sort of medium?
So my undergrad degree was like studio lighting, alternative processes, like dark room. And I think at some point there are limitations to each medium. You know, there might be something more complex that you want to express. This last piece that I made for the show that's up at the Luggage Store Gallery right now is made with all mosquito nets, and those were sourced through my parents. Like, I asked them to pick some up from the Philippines in the last trip, and then they just sent it over to me.
It's almost like, you know, our privilege growing up in America, having multiple identities, it's almost like we're a microphone for these voices that live back there in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a huge privilege to be able to carry that, and also a responsibility. One of the last nights when I was there on the tribal tour, I asked them, like, yo, hey, be real with us. I was speaking to the elders, like, are you worried that we're just going to go and take your culture and it'll be removed from you?
And look, I'm an artist.
Right.
That's so cool.
Exactly. So, but one of their big things is, well, at the same time, you remember who we are, because even in the Philippines, they're forgotten peoples. So as long as we take that responsibility of pointing it back towards them, I think we've been able to, like, strengthen those relationships and be respectful. At the base, the most common Filipino-American experience is of one with an identity crisis. Like, many of us don't know what it's like growing up. Mm-hmm. Many of us don't know how far we've gone from indigenous traditions.
Can you describe the work that you have in this exhibit, the post-colonial survival kit?
Yeah. So it's this large dress made out of mosquito net. The top half is shaped like with butterfly sleeves, like the Terno dress. And I also have installed these, like, glow-in-the-dark Santo Niño figures. So if you're not familiar with the Santo Niño, it's this, like, figurine of baby Jesus, one that was given to the royalty of Cebu during Spanish colonization. So they're kind of, like, floating around as if they were, like, mosquitoes or fireflies, like, kind of hovering around this, like, big tent-like dress.
And it sounds beautiful.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of a literal take on, like, what is survival. And one of those experiences of, like, going to the Philippines and, like, being bitten and eaten by mosquitoes, like, no matter how much bug spray you put on, or no matter, like even if you are sleeping under the mosquito nets, you still get eaten up so much. And there's also those different layers of, like, okay, I try to make this really structural dress out of mosquito net, which doesn't really take any structure. So the idea of the American dreams of, like, wanting to be this thing, this person, this woman of a specific class that would wear this kind of dress, like, it's really hard to force structure on a fabric that's so delicate. The Filipino community has such a struggle with being visible, with, like, taking up space, with making space. And Cool Arts and Undiscovered have really approached what that looks like with the resources that they have. So Undiscovered is this really wonderful festival, like, you know, a whole summer season of monthly festivals where they literally block off streets and the Filipino community is visible and people want to be part of it. They want to eat the food. They want to see the music. They want to see all of the art. And so it's grown so much with even in the last 5 years since I've been here. I think I had gone my whole life trying to figure out what being an artist and what being a Filipino-American artist was like. And to come here and to witness it and be part of it and help it move has been like a full realization of my whole life.
Left them on a Tuesday, found them on a Sunday. That was artist and educator Kimberly Acebo Artecha speaking with KLW's True Gwynn. You can catch Kim's work this Friday at the closing reception of the Post-Colonial Survival Kit exhibit. It happens at the Luggage Store Gallery in San Francisco. Around me, rallied up the troops so we could find a Spanish army. It was time to stop the crying, time to start the fighting. Love was the beginning, but my people steady dying. And so I promised them the same thing, Gabriella blasting the name of the Philippines.